Tishkapolya, the meadowland on which our heroes of the revolution are riding. This song from the 1920s came to symbolize the communist revolution and Soviet military might. The fortunes of those Soviet-era anthems have fallen as far as the political and the military machines they celebrated. Excuse me, do you know the song The Meadowland?
Maybe my grandmother remembers such songs.
But you don't remember that song?
No.
How old are you?
22.
Ah. Pavel Felgenhauer is among the many military analysts who say the real threat NATO expansion poses to Russia isn't territorial, but technological.
Many in the Russian military themselves agree that it's a military in the process of disintegrating. I would even actually call it not so much as an armed force as an armed rebel.
He says that as more former Soviet bloc militaries modernize to sing NATO's tune, Russia will be left behind, trapped in a kind of Cold War time capsule. Yeah, do you remember the words? Symbol of the revolution, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do you remember the words
to the note? I'm 50 years old. My wife, she is 32 years old. Она не может этого знать.
Я всегда только училась.
She's no socialist woman.
It's in a process of decline morally, professionally, and in terms of military equipment, because the military equipment they have is old Soviet and is getting older and older, and actually in many cases they have to take out of storage, out of old Soviet depots, weapons that were considered obsolete in the Soviet times.
I have heard this melody, but the song itself, I don't know. Maybe I heard it on TV or something. So it's familiar, but I wouldn't say for sure.
Yes, definitely recognizable, but where it's from or what sort of song it is, I wouldn't say. I can't say where I've heard it.
The quality of the students in military academies is down. That's what the military say themselves. The quality of education is also down. And the morale of this depleted, disgruntled military is also getting worse and worse.
In Red Square, I encounter schoolteacher Natalia Alexandrova with some of her 11-year-old students on a day's outing. Do any of you want to be soldiers when you grow up?
Yes, I would love to be a soldier for a while.
Why? The life of a soldier is very hard.
I simply want to serve our motherland.
Pride. We have to defend ourselves.
In 10 years, in 20 years, how strong do you think Russia and the Russian military will be?
Much stronger.
Time will tell.
Back to military analyst Pavel Felgenhauer. Does he see any signs Russia's military is making a date with the future, that it is indeed modernizing?
It's not at all. Their posture is still basically with NATO as the main enemy, no matter what they say. I mean, that's their posture. That's their doctrine. And with such a doctrine and with such a posture and with such plans, they'll never have a professional force.
Back in Red Square, the children remember that, after all, they do know one tune from the Soviet days, the national anthem, which the post-Soviet capitalist government reintroduced when they couldn't come up with one to replace it.
Отечество наше вольное, братских народов.